This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The information that you get every day, and that's why we're here, because we're dependable. You can depend on us. DJV. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. We get started on this Friday, the 14th of December, almost halfway through the month, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Halfway through the month, yes. 10 days from Christmas Eve. All right, so what do we have that's going to be important for mom and dad, boys and girls, neighbors? What's cooking?
Well, I think one of the biggest stories of the day is this bomb threat that stretched across the whole country yesterday. I don't know if you were affected by it, but this was something
sure were.
That
they
went into
the bomb threat went into the Public Works Department in Framingham, closed it down.
Wow. Yeah, this was dozens, more than that, dozens of businesses and institutions across the country and even Canada received these email threats on Thursday afternoon that prompted evacuations and sweeps of buildings. Now, it's unclear if the threats were related, but they were, it sure seems like they would have been, because they all stemmed from an email, and they went into all big cities, San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Miami, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and other smaller cities throughout the country. The FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives were aware of the threats, and they did investigating. But this was a real test of resources, because you had these bomb threats going not only to utility companies, they went to college, universities, they went to hospitals, they went to media outlets. I know several people. I know Jeff works at Kaiser in Los Angeles. He received one at his office. They had to evacuate two floors of a hospital. I know another friend of mine who's in the radio business who was evacuated because they received a bomb threat. So these were happening all over the place. I know local in my area, Riverside, Los Angeles, we all receive bomb threats. Like you said, Doug, Framingham, the public utility company. So now it seems that there was nothing here. There was nothing to them after going inch by inch and sweeping out all these places. Everybody was able to return and go back to work. But the question is exactly who did it, why they did it, and wow, talk about being able to disrupt the day with just the press of a send button.
Jeez.
How do you find out who's responsible? Where does that begin and end? Who does it? Where does it go?
There's ways to track it, certainly.
Is that widespread?
Well, I think so. I don't know. I mean, there's probably ways to hide yourself online, but there's also ways to track it. Mm-hmm. They sent out an email that it was the subject line, "My device is in your building," which is pretty disturbing. They were also asking for money. They were asking for Bitcoin, somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000 in Bitcoin sent to a certain address. And that's how they said they wouldn't blow up your building if you sent them this money. I don't think that anybody bit and actually sent the money, but certainly it was.
Nobody bit and sent them Bitcoin?
Get it?
And how much did they want? They only asked for 20 or 30?
20 to 30,000. Yeah.
Come on.
Jeez.
If I see the payment, then I won't press the button, I guess, on your bomb, was what they were saying.
This is clearly not someone who is following Bitcoin, because Bitcoin has been in the toilet for the last, like, I don't know, 3 months. So that's just stupid right there. But obviously there are ways that they'll track the IP address and they'll find out who this is. It's probably some. Do they think it's an American? Do they at least know that much? Or do they think this is someone foreign?
I don't know if they've even said that yet. They did say that there were, and this went from everything. Police departments across the country are posting these ask letters, and most of them looked the same, which is why I think I know law enforcement has to be very careful before they can say these things are linked. But they were almost identical. So it's kind of interesting, but definitely shut things down yesterday for a lot of people, at least for a few hours in the afternoon.
You said law enforcement has to be careful. Why?
Well, before, law enforcement will never say, these all look the same, so they're probably the same. They wait until they actually know that before they say it. Otherwise, part of the article is, we don't know if these are all linked. Well, it's the same dang email. You know, just I'm not McGruff the crime dog, but it looks like it would be coming from the same place.
Just out of curiosity, do you know, since Jeff was sort of directly involved in this, and I know he's in charge of his call center, right? So he's, yeah, like upper management. Was he the one who received the email, or was it his boss?
It was actually not even him. It was the hospital floors 5 and 6. They are all divided by department. So it was actually someone, a different department that received the bomb threat. His didn't. So what's really funny is they evacuated floors 5 and 6. He's right underneath them. They didn't evacuate his floors.
Oh,
so, glad the bomb didn't go off. Right.
Not essential personnel. Here we are. So, all right. Now, that's one of the crazy things to say about modern technology, communication, all that sort of thing. You're marked, however you are marked. I thought it was strange when I first read the thing as it came to the Public Works Department. They sent everybody home. So I was first thinking that it was somebody who was in the Public Works Department that wanted the afternoon off. That was my
that would make sense.
Yeah, right. It was, I don't know, 1 o'clock or something.
Or universities. When it was first reported, it was universities. And you think, okay, well, maybe this is an escape of final exams. But no, it went to everybody, media companies and banks and all kinds of places.
And by the way, it's not the first time that would have happened. That sort of thing does happen. With regularity, but it happens. So don't think I'm being facetious by suggesting that by any stretch of the imagination. All right, so we have that going on. The reorganization. Nancy Pelosi made a deal, right? So she gets 4 years and then she's out. Is that all set in stone?
No, that'll happen
to the vote, right? After the first of the year. So. Is there anything else that went on with the reorganization this week, last 24 hours, that is of interest? I'm looking through.
So the deal you're talking about with Nancy Pelosi is that she was trying to get people in her own party to support her as Speaker of the House.
Right.
And
yeah,
to do that, she made a deal saying that she would install term limits, essentially, so that, and this doesn't hurt her. I mean, how many more years is she going to be Speaker of the House? She's 80.
She's 75 or 8 or something.
Yeah, 70. She's getting close to 80. So, I mean, you figure, okay, she's in there for another 4 years or 6 years, and she's not going to really care if she's Speaker anymore after that. So she said that they would do the term limits moving forward for leadership positions, which made people in the kind of far left of the party say,
term limits for everything from now on?
For leadership positions.
No, just for...
Or just now?
Just for Speaker of the House or Minority Leader
forever.
Or whatever it appears to be.
Right.
What?
With
forever and ever? I don't know. Will it be forever?
They can change it back whenever they want.
Of course they
can just put it in place. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer is our resident Californian. I'm a part-time Californian. She's full-time. So can you tell me about this California politician who was arrested after he spanked his 7-year-old daughter?
No, I haven't heard about this one. Who is that?
Oh, haven't you?
No.
The assemblyman's name is Joaquin Arambula.
Oh, didn't he just step down?
Well, he stepped down because he was in the spotlight He was charged with child cruelty, spanking his daughter. He claimed that he'd only done so as a means of punishment.
Right.
He's from, I'm not sure, I think he's Fresno, up in that area.
Fresno, California.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Was he caught on video doing this, or how did anyone know?
No, she told her teacher what had happened.
Part of the problem was the spanking was not on her rear end. It was in other places, apparently. So I think the teacher, when you whack some kid on the butt, I think that's a little easier for them to understand than when you're hitting them in other places. And
you get arrested.
The teacher had to report it, and that led to an arrest. So
normal discipline, he said. I'm in the midst of the process that's playing out as we speak to have her, the daughter, understand that we were doing our jobs.
The mother was in on it, too?
I don't know.
It's so hard to know, because he said that he spanked her on the butt and that it's a last resort and that it maybe happens, like, once a year, if that. And we had this conversation before, and I said, I can understand how that can be emotionally scarring to you, but that's only if you're in a household where, like, other abusive things are already happening. I was spanked once or twice as a child. I didn't love it, but I'm not emotionally scarred. I wouldn't consider it abuse. I think that I was obviously doing something stupid or wrong, and my parents were frustrated because they couldn't get me to, you know, follow directions any other way. I don't know. It's just the fact that he could spend 6 months in jail for something like that. Seems a little
over the
top. Yeah,
but what if she's telling the truth, though, and what if he wasn't spanking her on the butt? Then it's...
Well, where did he spank her?
There's some proof of injury, but they're not disclosing where it was.
Where it is?
They're just saying it wasn't on the butt, basically.
All right, so here's another one. Whether he should be arrested or sent to jail, here's the story of Taylor Bedolia, B-E-D-O-L-L-A, who's accused of hiring a hitman. So he was arrested for hiring a hitman. The problem with this is he hired the hitman to kill himself. So why is that a felony? If you want to kill yourself, why do people get... I'm chuckling about it because it seems rather strange to me that someone would be arrested for hiring a hitman to kill himself. I mean, the guy's on drugs, obviously, so maybe he could have just done it
is
himself.
Is he ill, or is he ill, or do you know if there's anything?
I don't get from looking at the warrant what the deal is.
Well, I guess because you're still planning a murder. It's not suicide, it's murder. So I guess that's the difference.
He offered an undercover police officer $5,000 to carry out the hit. As murder for hire.
I never understand. How do you get so far along that you are in contact with an undercover cop? Like, do you just start asking around at 7-Eleven and then the word spreads to the police and then they show up as an undercover guy going, hey, I can do this? Like, is that how it happens? Like, I always wonder, how do undercover cops get to that point where it's either like a huge drug deal or it's something like this, which sounds kind of ludicrous, but...
He said he was depressed because... something to do with his ex-girlfriend, apparently, and he wanted to die, but he couldn't do it himself. He explained that he posed as his ex-girlfriend because he believed that someone would take a woman under the circumstances more seriously than a man. So he must have done this online. Obviously, if he'd have done it...
And he impersonated his girlfriend to hire a hitman. Oh, my God. Yes. Well, okay, that explains a lot of the crimes, then.
Is that against the law? I guess that might
be. Yeah, impersonating someone else to murder someone?
But how is it? Well, okay, so he would have been off and she would have been accused of it under the circumstances if he'd gotten away with it. Okay, so.
Right, Hi, my name's Doug Steffen. I need to hire a hitman. If I did that would be pretty bad.
Yeah. Doesn't seem right on multiple levels.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's something that does seem right on every single level, and that is gifting Omaha Steaks. You've heard us get excited about this. Well, there's something to be excited about. 74% off on the family gift package from Omaha Steaks that includes, but is not limited to, top sirloin steaks, yum, for Jennifer, boneless pork chops, the other white meat, chicken fried steaks, if you like that sort of thing, meatballs, burgers, sausages, potatoes au gratin, caramel apple tartlets for dessert. It's a big meal. And it's all 74% off. Normally $195, you buy it for $49.99 by going right now to Omaha Steaks. Say it again, Doug. Omaha Steaks. Go to the omahasteaks.com website. Enter the code DJV in the search bar. You get the 74% off deal, Omaha Steaks, family gift package. That's what you want for the meat lover that's on your list, $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. I went through the list. You can see it when you go to the website. Make sure you use the code DJV in the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today to someone you care about.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The great Christmas songs as we prepare to get more excited. I don't know if we're preparing to get more excited. We're just getting more excited. I had a chat with my grandson and my daughter yesterday about their coming and all the things that they want to do. And, Grandpa, is there snow yet? Why do I say Grandpa? He doesn't call me Grandpa. He calls me Gramps. Anyway, Christmas is on our minds for sure, and the music certainly helps. So we have a survey that was released yesterday revealing your favorite Christmas song to sing in the car. How about them apples? Shenanigans that go on during holiday car rides surrounded by music. If you thought your family was the only one that sung together in the car, you may be surprised to hear that actually two-thirds of families frequently sing together in the car while traveling. See? Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock from 1957 emerged as the song that drivers and passengers like to sing more at Christmas time than any other one. The most common song, 37% who responded to the survey said they like to listen to this song. All right, that's really interesting because there are two Bobby Helms songs on this list. Another notable American song that people like to sing in the car. This is Santa Claus Coming to Town by Bobby Helms. I don't know that this is... I know there are much better versions of Santa Claus Coming to Town.
Well, I don't know if it is Bobby Helms specifically, but just it's that. Song.
Oh, okay.
Like
it's
Bruce Springsteen itself had a huge hit with this, and Gwen Stefani has it on her new album, so there are a lot of people covering it.
Yeah. All right, so that one, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, is pretty understandable. Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I love Santa Claus. He knows. You said yesterday when I sang along that was off of his camera. You would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer game.
Two mistakes in one line.
And one foggy. Well, yeah, you said that I was off, so I'm trying to prove that I wasn't.
No, lyrically, you're off now, too.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What is another one of these songs? Perry Como has a great version of We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and that's one on the list. That's number four on the list. Almost three-quarters of participants said singing is part of their festive travel traditions. and some 50 million people are going to be driving someplace, according to the AAA, for Christmas starting next week. So we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Crank that up a little, will you, Karen?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Yeah, that fits. Hi, right, Merry Christmas, everybody. 26 and change after the hour here on the DJV Show. Some sad news for those of you who have been following music for a long time. Three-time Grammy winner Nancy Wilson. She called herself a song stylist. She was the first person who identified herself a female as a saloon singer, in essence, along with the likes of Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole. She was from that era. She died at the age of 81. She passed away at her home, been sick for quite a long time. She's from Chillicothe, Ohio, originally. Initially focused on R&B music, but later became a great jazz balladeerist. Is that a word, balladeerist? She made her debut in 1961 with a song called Guess Who I Saw Today. But her biggest hit was in 64, You Don't Know How Glad I Am, which rose through the charts to be number 11 on the Hot 100, got her a Grammy Award for the Best R&B Recording of the Year. She won a couple of Grammys in 2005-2007, but back to the 90s, she became the host of NPR's Jazz Profiles, which was a documentary series featuring jazz legends and music legacy, that kind of stuff. She did a little acting as well, but anyway, singer, songwriter, Nancy Wilson. John Legend said, acknowledged her passing on Twitter, saying, quote, so sad to hear about the passing of the great Nancy Wilson. She was a magical performer. I'm so glad I was able to spend time with her and her beautiful voice. Did you see the Legend Christmas show, by the way, the other night?
It was cute.
Yeah, it was kind of cute.
I missed it twice. It was the second time it was on. Yeah. I missed it twice.
Yeah. All right, 28.
Show, Victoria. Yeah,
and change.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was nice. 28 and change past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit drchristianconti.com.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle-dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Multiple investigations are now looking into hundreds of bomb threats reported yesterday at government buildings, banks, libraries, news outlets, schools, and businesses across the United States. The threats allegedly stemming from a mass email from an unknown writer who was demanding Bitcoin in exchange for safety. President Trump is downplaying his relationship with the man who is called his fixer, former lawyer Michael Cohen.
More public relations than he did law, but he did stuff. You'd see him on television. He was okay on television.
Cohen now facing 3 years in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. Mr. Trump telling Fox News he never directed Cohen to do anything wrong. Three-time Grammy Award-winning singer Nancy Wilson has died at 81. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let's get into the realities of the world. Friday, 14th of December, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen proudly at the controls, fixing things that break, or fixing our words that get broken, as she can do that. Sometimes you can make a quick little edit, bing, bang, boom, and you sound great, even though you've made a fool of yourself. All right, Victoria's not going to do that right now. She's going to bring us up to date on yet another important national story.
Well, the Department of Education is in the news, and the reason for that is they are about to wipe away debt for 15,000 students, implementing an Obama-era rule that Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos has been trying to block for a year. The debt cancellations equal about $150 million, and half of that debt is owed by borrowers who attended one of those now defunct for-profit colleges called Corinthian. And so those schools are closed, and the schools were fined $30 million by the government in 2015 for misleading students and giving inflated job placement numbers and things like that. And at the time, 16,000 students were enrolled at the 28 different campuses, and then the school went under, and then these kids and adults were left with all of this student debt. So I never quite understood why Betsy DeVos was against this, but for now, she was against canceling the debt. And so now I guess the Department of Education has moved forward, and they will be canceling the debt of these borrowers who went to this defunct school. So this went all the way up to a federal judge, and he ordered the immediate implementation of the rule. He had sided with the attorneys general from 18 different states, as well as the District of Columbia, who actually sued Betsy DeVos for delaying the rule because people were still having to pay their make payments on their borrowing. So now it looks like they're going to get some relief just in time for Christmas.
So the people, when they're suing, do they actually sue somebody like Betsy DeVos personally, or do they sue her in her capacity as the, in this case, the director of the education department? What happens in those suits?
That's a good question. I would guess it's the office that gets sued.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they have to have that layer of protection around them. Otherwise, who in the heck would ever agree to do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everyone could sue her for whatever. So, yeah.
Right.
Right. For making stupid decisions. Whatever. However it works. All right. Here's another one from Congress. The bill that will change the way Congress handles sexual harassment has been voted on by both the House and the Senate. And he's expected to sign that today. I think either yesterday or today he's signing the farm bill as well. I'll talk about that maybe later on in some food news. But I thought it was interesting. I watched some of the, I don't know if you saw what went on around this. The most the pointing to outrageous circumstances is part of getting it done. But I thought it was interesting. Senator Amy, is it Klobuchar? I'm not sure. I saw her,
Klobuchar,
but I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Klobuchar? Where's she from? What state?
She's from Missouri. She's somewhere in the middle. Let me see.
Okay. Roy Blunt as well. They worked together to get this done. Compromise.
Oh, Minnesota. Sorry.
Minnesota. Okay.
One of those states.
Multiple changes, including eliminating the 30-day waiting periods that slowed down the process of filing and resolving harassment complaints there. Also holding lawmakers personally responsible for settlement and award payments. That's why I brought this up now, because it kind of comes, that's why I asked the question about Betsy DeVos. In this circumstance, this bill requires something that is appropriate. For somebody making a decision on the job to sue them personally, it does get done in the private sector, in the public sector, but I'm not sure it's appropriate. Certainly here, why should you and I, the taxpayers, be paying for these boobs to take advantage of the opposite sex? And that's what's gone on. There was a big slush fund, $140 million or something, have been paid out by the taxpayers to those who claimed and have been vindicated in their claims that some senator, some congressman, some staffer has sexually harassed them.
And the worst part was the public never knew. They never told anybody. There was zero transparency with this.
Yeah. Well, zero transparency. Maybe there's a new page on transparency. I just laugh about Trump and what he said the other day when he and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were arguing. And the cameras were still there. And she said, well, this is very unusual, Mr. President. And he said, it's transparency. I just thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Nancy, it's transparency, Nancy.
Transparency. Thought it was kind of funny. All right, here we have a celebration. Every day there's a reason to celebrate. Today, it's National Roast Your Nuts Day. Wait a minute. Oops, wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
Roast your chestnuts. This is interesting. They've been roasted for centuries. Some historians think the tradition dates back to the 16th century, in fact, when vendors sold them on the streets in Rome. They're also associated with St. Martin's Day in Portugal, St. Simon's Day in Italy. Some believe chestnut roasting got its start on those days there. Still eaten in those countries, chestnuts are. They're roasted on the open fire. Popular street food throughout Europe, as well as in Asia, as well, especially in the colder months. Chestnuts are raw and bitter, but when you roast them, it makes them taste better and sweeter. Since so many sweet foods are eaten during the holidays, maybe that gives you a clue as to why we roast chestnuts on an open fire.
You know, I love that song, but have any of you actually had roasted chestnuts? I've never had roasted chestnuts before.
They're all over New York City.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Vendors
they're
are,
not
yeah.
very good. They're
no,
very good,
I've never had think. One. They smell good when they're roasting because they smell kind of like they've got like some caramel on them or something. But
they're
I've
a little
never,
weird. The consistency is weird. Yeah.
Mm. It is? But it's kind of thick.
Yeah, and a little
they're
like
thick and idea.
I don't know. You know how you get a nice snap and crunch when you bite into a nut that has been roasted?
Yeah.
I don't think you get the same.
Chestnuts are like, they're kind of mealy, right? They kind of like fall apart. Yeah.
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 And they are, they don't, I don't think they taste good. I've had them.
No. But like it's really fun to see chestnuts roasting in New York.
On an open fire, yes it is.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, throw it into the fireplace and it changes the fragrance of, there are all kinds of things that get thrown in. What do you throw into your fireplace? Well, you don't have one where you
We're
are.
We're not allowed to have one in California.
What, a fire in the fireplace?
Yeah, I do anyway, but I think there's like some days of the week when you're not allowed to do it for whatever reason.
Oh, for God's sakes. Yet another California.
Don't tell anybody. I don't pay attention to that rule.
Good for you. Congratulations, Jennifer. Break those rules. So let's get to the television report, if we can. Carrie Ann Inaba, you're going to have to help me with her. She's the
We had her
person.
On this program, actually, years ago. And she and I bonded. Really? I really thought we were going to be best friends, but then I don't think she ever called again. Oh,
really?
Oh, sad.
So she's going to be Julie Chen's replacement on The Talk. She's a judge on Dancing with the Stars. By the way, what's the story, the side story here with Dancing with the Stars only being on one of the two main seasons? They've had 27 seasons broken over 14 years, but next season, no Dancing with the Stars. Anybody know what the reason?
I think that's a good thing. It's been a, I mean,
too much?
It's been a long time.
It's a lot.
Two seasons, and then they had
Are the ratings
with
going down?
Stars kids. No, ratings are great, actually. So I think they're fine. I think they're just taking a break.
I think they're running out of people to have
people
on the show. I mean, it's not even celebrities anymore. It's like C-listers that you've never even heard of before. So they've got to slow down.
So what's Tom Bergeron going to do in the next season? You got to worry about
him. Take some time off, probably. Yeah. I think he'll be just fine. And also, you have to keep in mind, they have American Idol, which didn't do that great last year. And so they probably want to put all of their reality show resources into American Idol.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But Carrie Ann Inaba, I've seen her filling in on the Talk. They've sort of been auditioning various women to take over Julie Chen's spot. And Carrie Ann Inaba is great. I think she's going to really...
Does anybody really watch? Who watches that show? I hear a lot about The View, and not so much anymore. The Talk is just another... It's a sort of rubber stamp of the same thing.
I think it's way better.
The Talk is? Why? What makes it better?
The cast is better. The conversation is better. I don't know. I've always just preferred
Is it not always about politics, or is it just more intelligence?
No, it's a mix of everything. It's a real mix of everything. I think it's just a little more relatable, and it's not yelly at all. Like, the women genuinely like each other and get along, so it's not like The View.
Joy Behar yelling and screaming at everybody. It doesn't agree with her.
Yeah,
it's just... Banshee.
Yeah, like the View is just a mess. I haven't seen it.
How is Meghan McCain doing on that since her dad passed away? How is she coming across?
She's been fine, but she and Joy have been arguing a lot. There was one that got real bad, I think, last week, where Joy's like, "I don't care what you think." I don't know. Or
well,
she says
that
to Joy,
her.
Or whatever it is.
She's a who said that? Meghan to Joy or Joy to Meghan?
I think they might have both said it to each other. I just don't know who fired that one first.
Yeah. What happened to Whoopi? Wasn't she on The View?
Supposed
yeah,
to
she's
be the
there.
Lead. Yeah, but
oh,
Joy
is
so overpowering and so obnoxiously arrogant, and that's not a sexist. She's just an obnoxiously arrogant person.
And wasn't she initially brought on there because she was a stand-up comedian? Wasn't she supposed to be the comic
be
relief?
Yeah, she was supposed to be funny. All right, let's see what else is going on. The Federal Communication Commission thinking about ending the rule that bars major TV networks from merging. So we're talking about NBC, we're talking about ABC, CBS, and Fox. So now it could be that one or two of them, I can't begin to imagine how one would benefit from this. The advertising rates that they get are predicated on competition. I don't know that this...
I would guess if CBS took over any of the other networks, they'd be the only one to really benefit from this. NBC doesn't really need to do that. Fox doesn't need to do that. And ABC doesn't either. So CBS would be the only ones that would really benefit.
But then what does it do to all of the programming and stuff? I don't see what this is going to... I don't know. Well,
you know what the truth is? I don't think it matters anymore because so many people watch streaming.
Maybe not.
I don't think anyone even cares, like, if there's a monopoly, and I say that in, like, sort of big sarcastic air quotes, like, no one cares anymore.
Got it.
Television is so different.
Jennifer, what do people care about in terms of tonight, maybe over the weekend? What's your listing look like? All the regular programs are gone. I find the television last night, I was actually home about 8:30, and I turned on TV, and it was nothing. I watched the movie.
Nothing.
It was awful. It was awful.
It was nothing. Nothing. Lots of Christmas movies this weekend. A lot of premieres of some Christmas movies. I will tell you that the Miss Universe pageant, if that tickles your fancy, is on this Saturday night on Fox at 7 o'clock. But a lot of new premieres on Lifetime and Hallmark from some of the great Christmas movies. A Gingerbread Romance, Small Town Christmas on Hallmark, and then on Lifetime, Hometown Christmas. You can check that out this weekend. Tonight, however, RuPaul's Drag Race is back, the season premiere of that. On VH1. They're returning to the workroom. Also tonight, Christmas Around the Corner. That's a movie premiere for Lifetime. And then I am so excited because on CBS tonight, this is the story for me. It's the I Love Lucy Christmas special. CBS
yes.
started this just a few years ago, and they add color to I Love Lucy episodes, which is really fun to see.
And then Dick Van Dyke is on after that. Did you see that?
That's right. Yeah, so Dick Van Dyke, they started last year. So there's another Dick Van Dyke show that they add color to. At 9, the Lucy episode that they're doing is the one where Lucy, Ricky, Fred, and Ethel decide to go back to the 1900s, so they can't use any modern conveniences, and that's where the big old loaf of bread comes out of the oven, and it's very fun. So you'll see that on CBS tonight. ABC, new tonight, fresh off the boat at 8 o'clock, is new, Speechless. They have a tree fire in their home for Christmas at 8:30, followed by Child Support at 9 and a new 2020 at 10. On the CW, you'll get a look at the 87th Annual Hollywood Christmas Parade. This was done a couple of weeks ago and features Donnie and Marie, features the Beach Boys, and a lot of stars from soap operas, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless, and The Bold and the Beautiful. That is on the CW tonight at 8 o'clock. Fox is new tonight with Last Man Standing and The Cool Kids, followed by a new episode of Hell's Kitchen. That's at 9 o'clock. And NBC is also new tonight. Midnight Texas is new at 8, followed by Dateline NBC at 9.
All right, that's it. Good lineup. Thank you. Calitren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Did you know that Calitren is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss? This is a proven method for safe weight loss and side benefits as well. When you go to the web and you go to toploss.com and use the code DJV, you're going to get a special Christmas deal on this weight loss product. This is kind of personal. Would you, ladies, do you think you'd give somebody a present of a weight loss? That's kind of a little much, isn't it? To give somebody something like
that. I think it depends on the presentation. If you say, this is something I'm using and I really like it, here, put this in your stocking and see if you like it too. I think that's better than saying, here, honey, you could use a few. Try this.
Okay. I'm using it, and I am, and have, since the spring. I took off 14 pounds, and I've maintained it. On the scale this morning, 173. I was at 184 when I came back from California last spring. Didn't like that. But I've been pretty consistent. That's because every night I take a couple of these collagen. It's actually collagen. That's the number one ingredient. It's protein that builds muscle and you push the fat out, lose the weight that way. Calitren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Safe, natural weight loss. A good thing. All right, now at this time of year, as I've said, I hope that you'd started it around Thanksgiving, but you can still get on it now. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, doesn't interfere with any medication or your health condition because it's all natural. You'll lose inches and pounds, help support more restful sleep as well, enhances your energy quotient, allows for better digestion, less joint pain, provides glowing skin. What else do you need to know? Well, you need to know how to get it. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for 10% off on this weight loss product that works for everybody. Toploss.com for Calitren.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Of the top five items from this week. Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the top five, starting at number five and going to number one. That makes nothing but sense, right? Some of these stories don't make sense, but that makes sense. Number five, a focus on Instagram to begin with, Victoria.
Yes, Instagram has added a voice messaging feature in its direct messages. So now this new update allows users to send each other audio messages up to 1 minute long in private and in group chats. And the update has rolled out this week for iOS, that's for iPhone, and for Androids. And users with this feature can record messages by holding down the microphone button. If they don't want to send that recording, they can easily re-record it before sending it into the direct message. And voice messages are obviously quickly becoming the preferred method of communication on messaging platforms like WeChat and WhatsApp. And so Instagram, even though this seems kind of cool for Instagram users, they're actually a little bit behind on this. And their parent company, Facebook, has had voice messaging in their Messenger app for a few years now. So it'll be interesting to see how many more features from Facebook get transferred over to Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, Google is going to help you. Isn't it great we have Google around? Where would we be without the boys at Google?
I don't even remember a time pre-Google. It's all fuzzy to me, anything before Google. Well, Google's latest feature spells out words phonetically now when you look them up. And so it also has a learn to pronounce option. So if you search for a word like onomatopoeia and you don't know how it's spelled or how it's pronounced, you'll get it, you'll now in the results have it be broken down for you phonetically. And so, and if you click the little microphone next to it, you can actually hear how the word should be pronounced. And it gives you an option to select between the American and the British pronunciation, which we know sometimes those are very different.
Mm-hmm. Number three, FBI investigation. Stand by for news.
Yes, the federal government is now looking into faked comments posted to the FCC's website during last year's public comment period on their proposal to roll back net neutrality. Now, the interesting thing is when they actually polled, most Americans said that they wanted net neutrality to be left in place. However, all of these fake comments, which was 2.6 million of them, these fake comments said that they wanted to get rid of net neutrality. So that was a bit of a red flag, and each one of them has a legitimate name and address attached to it. So when the comments, however, were all submitted and all of the wording was the same, then the FBI caught on, and or the FCC caught on to this, alerted the FBI, and so now they're going to try to figure out how everyone got their email hacked. And so these have real names and real email addresses, which is really unfortunate because somebody got hacked. So they're trying to figure this out, and they're now working with the Attorney General offices of Massachusetts, New York, and D.C. So they've issued some subpoenas, and they're trying to figure out who did it.
Mm-hmm. Number two on our list of the top five, this white hacker, the white hat hacker, mm-hmm. and whether it's good or bad, hacking was bad, but maybe not.
White hat hackers call themselves, the reason they call themselves that is because they're the ones who use their hacking skills for good. And a lot of the time there are a bunch of groups out there. This particular story involves the group called Anonymous. They're a Canadian white hat hacker group. A lot of times what they do is they will work with governments and they will work with corporations to find where vulnerabilities exist, and then they get ahead of the bad guys. And that's exactly what happened this week. This may make you rethink gifting this for Christmas this year. If you're going to give out Nest, which is that home smart home system, they apparently are very vulnerable to hacking, and one of the Canadian hackers actually hacked into this one guy's house. His name is Andy Gregg, and he lives in Arizona, and they hacked into it, and he had a conversation with the hacker through the system, and Basically the guy let him know, look, you know, we have no malicious intent here, but I'm just alerting you to the fact that I easily hacked into your entire home system, and if you use Amazon Alexa or Google Home, smartphones, smart appliances in your kitchen, they all have the same vulnerabilities. So it is dangerous. They are very convenient items to have in your house, but at the same time, you know, you have to really measure the risk.
Let our Rich McFadden know that.
Yep.
Number one this week, the top technology story of the week, Victoria?
Well, it's sort of related to what we were just talking about. One day after Google, the CEO of Google was questioned on data privacy during a House hearing, a group of 15 Democratic senators have proposed a new bill for protecting personal information online. It's called the Data Care Act, and it is one of several bills that's working its way through Congress. Eventually, hopefully, one of these bills will end up on the president's desk, because we have to do something to protect our privacy. We're just being breached and hacked left and right.
Amen to that. All right, there it is. Top five list this week from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.